Have you seen fireflies this summer? We ask because there's concern in the scientific community that they're disappearing in some areas or showing up farther west than they used to because there's so much more artificial light, which makes it harder for male and female fireflies to find each other. And that sad fact has inspired a Rhode Island-based artist to reimagine the insects in ways that reflect their fanciful nature and fragility by turning recycled materials into firefly robots and a firefly tree, complete with a firefly chorus. That's how artist China Blue imagines fireflies would sound. She's also made collages using real sounds produced by the Eiffel Tower and the World Trade Center towers, where she worked until right before 9/11. We want to ask her about that and the fireflies. And China Blue, who's based in Warwick, Rhode Island, joins us in the Here and Now studio with more. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, the Fireflies Project is on display all summer at the Newport Art Museum in Rhode Island. And you have something in front of you that we can start with. What is that? I can see that it's a mason jar. Oh my gosh. You just lit it up and there's a mechanical firefly inside. Complete with that little buzz. But this one, what is it made out of? It's much larger than a firefly. It's got little legs. What are they?
It has guitar strings for legs. A vibrating motor and a flickering LED for the light in the butt, and recycled water bottles, and I cut them up and made them into wings.
We have pictures on our website, and there's two AA batteries on top running the whole thing. Why?
Well, it sort of evolved this way. I first took the vibrating part and then added the little bits and pieces, added the LED, and then I added the guitar strings for legs, and then I put it in the jar, and then it was born. And I started passing them around to my friends, and they all loved it. So I made more and more and more. And I started researching the fireflies, and I realized that they were waning in New England as well as other parts of the world. And so it occurred to me that it would make a really, really important topic for a series of art pieces.
Even though you are someone who grew up in California and never saw a firefly, they aren't prevalent there, you are in effect creating these new ones. You said this was born. It feels a little real. I know it's not.
Yeah.
It feels a little real.
It's really so incredibly charming. And when you turn it on and actually take it out of the jar and have it dance on the palm of your hand.
Well, I have to do that.
You have to do that.
Okay. What do I just lift it out.
And turn on the switch. And then hold out the palm of your hand.
Oh.
And it just tickles.
Does. You know, and it's interesting that you have it in a bottle because maybe other people use the same phrase, but when I try to tell a good story, you know, I see it as just trying to capture it like a firefly in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that? Do you know how children would, you know, on summer nights go around with their little bottle with hopefully holes in the top and capture the fireflies?
You read about things like that in California. And when I came to the East Coast, I discovered, oh my gosh, they're so wonderful.
Yeah.
And they're so whimsical. And I go down to the southern section of Rhode Island where it's very wooded to see them. And, oh, you can stand there for hours, even getting bitten by mosquitoes, watching them play around.
Another part of the Firefly Project is a 7-foot-tall artificial tree. You constructed branches and lights that resemble fireflies. The lights flash and create this firefly chorus. You call it sonification. Let's just listen to a little of that. Now, China Blue, you say this is based on the mating signals of fireflies. Now, I have not heard that. Is that not something? We can't hear those, right?
No, you can't hear those. Each particular species has its own rhythm. What I was working with was a North American firefly mating pattern. I was helped by Neuropop, who is a sonic design firm, they created a firefly algorithm based on this pattern and converted that into sound.
Well, you mentioned the group Neuropop. We should mention you're the wife of Seth Horowitz, the Brown University neuroscientist who created this sort of brainwave altering music. He's in Neuropop. We featured that music on the show. He has a CD out now called Music from Ground Zero that features a lot of musical artists who live and work around Ground Zero. As we mentioned, you worked in the World Trade Center towers until right before 9/11. Your office moved. You commemorated the tower in a 2007 project you called The Calls. Let's listen to that. It's just so powerful. I know there are phone buttons being pushed, people's voice. What were you trying to communicate here? It's so ghostly.
Well, there are two components that are involved in this particular piece. One is the sounds and the actual recordings of the air traffic controller speaking with the pilot as just prior to the impact. And what I did was I used statistics of the World Trade Center and converted them into DTMF, which are dial tones. Like if you dial a 1-800-CALL-ME, the C-A-L-L gets converted into sounds. And that's what I used. So I used statistics of the World Trade Center, how tall it was, how many floors it had, how many sublevels it consisted of, that sort of information. And I combined them together in this particular piece. What was particularly important for me about using the dial tones was the fact that for 3 or 4 days after the event, there was no mode of communication except for the usage of cell phones. The landlines were dead, and all the public telephones were dead.
And a few years back, you attached subsonic microphones to the Eiffel Tower to create a 25-minute sonic collage of the tower's vibrations. Let's listen to some of that. So we have the sounds of the Eiffel Tower, the sounds that you imagine might have been the World Trade Towers, and mini-bot fireflies. Let's come back to that, and as we listen to your firefly in a ball mason jar here, what do you hope to happen when people see the fireflies?
That they understand how fragile our ecology is and realize that they're absolutely wonderful and they're waning, and that we should be aware of our environment and be more active in protecting it.
One of the sadder sights is a firefly that just goes out right in front of your eyes. The lights just go out. That's Rhode Island-based artist China Blue. Her Firefly project is at the Newport Art Museum all summer. For more, you can go to hereandnow.org. We'll also link you to Boston's Museum of Science project. They're about halfway through a 10-year study in which citizen scientists track where they see fireflies. So you can check that out as well. China, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.